what we should be focused on is the portrayal of folks who are criminals. So that's why I think it's important to speak of them as criminals. And it's important to recognize the criminality and the absolute evil of so many folks in the executive branch, because it is evil to violate the rights of other people. As far as the IRS scandal, I actually do not believe that the emails will be found. I believe that if they are found, I don't think there will be a smoking gun, because Barack Obama is a lawyer, and all lawyers know the fundamental rule of committing a criminal act: don't put it in writing. I highly doubt you're ever going to find an email directly from Barack Obama to Lois Lerner saying, you know, it'd be awesome if you just went after the Tea Party Patriots here. I really don't think that you're going to dig that up. And you don't need to. I mean, that's what's so insane. In this country, you don't need to do that. This is what the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, the RICO Act, was created in 1970 to go after the mafia. The premise of that act was that it was very difficult to tie the heads of the mafia, the Don Corleone figures, from to the Luca Brasi figures, because there was never a direct chain of command. Right? There was never a direct order. So they created RICO to say, okay, it's obvious that you wanted this person to be killed. You're obviously a conspiracy. And so now we're going to drag you all into court together. That's what the executive branch is. It is a mafioso organization. The president of the United States never needs to say to Lois Lerner, target 501c4s on the other side of the aisle. All he has to do is make a bunch of speeches about how Citizens United is evil and terrible, and wouldn't it be great if somebody did this, and a bunch of senators on the Democrat side of the aisle need to send a letter, which is what they did, to the IRS saying, please target some Tea Party groups, and magically, voila, Tea Party groups targeted. And then, of course, you have people running to the microphones to declare it a phony scandal. Here's the problem. The media has such utter control over the narrative in this country, and this is why we're going to, you know, I've been begging folks. There are folks on the right, and they will drop $400 million on crappy ads in far-flung areas of Virginia for Mitt Romney, right, that nobody will ever see. Those $400 could buy a network. I mean, honest to God, for a couple billion dollars, you could buy NBC. Right? If we're actually going to do this, then let's do it right.